Hot Business on Hot 102.7 is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking, your partner with sector expertise and tailored solutions to help you grow with purpose and ambition. Standard Bank is an authorized FSP and registered credit provider.
Now, for many South Africans, a dream of a stress-free retirement isn't perhaps something of a reality. The numbers tell a very, very disturbing story. Just 1 in 10 plans to fully retire at 60 is difficult, and many people face debt, delayed savings, and also rising costs. Now, FNB's latest Retirement Insights survey shows growing awareness, but also falling contributions, poor estate planning, and more people are expecting to work well into their old age. I want to discuss this in a little more detail. I'm joined now by Samukelo Zwane from FNB Wealth and Investments. Sam, a very warm welcome to you. So why are only 10% of South Africans still aiming to retire at 60? Do you think the traditional retirement as a notion is dead?
Thank you, Jeremy, and good evening to the listeners. I think it's been over a period of time whereby, you know, people have actually realized that there's an extension in terms of your life expectancy. So people are actually having to live longer. Living longer, coupled with the fact that most people, when they get to retirement, they do not have sufficient savings at that point in time. So that means the money that they've actually saved needs to actually last them over even a longer period of time. So that's the challenge that people have. So instead of actually fully retiring when they get to retirement, we're seeing an increasing trend whereby people are actually taking up part-time jobs or actually deciding to go and work full-time, get a second career, sometimes pick up hobbies that can actually generate income, all in the hope of supplementing the income that they require for them to retire fully.
Not everyone is going to do that willingly, though. Is this group, are they victims of rising cost and inflation, or is it simply poor financial planning from an early age?
It's actually a combination of the two. I mean, we've seen, you know, tough, you know, economic constraints for most people over the last couple of years. You know, if we look at our survey, we can see that about, you know, close to 60% of people's income is actually consumed by basic goods and resources. That is basically accommodation, food, transportation. And when you go into the upper end of the spectrum, whereby the older people, you see that there's a lot of medical bills as well coming through because you're old and you're frail. So the money is actually thin. So you find that the guys in the lower end of the spectrum are actually contributing about 9% towards retirement. That on its own, you know, plus a contribution of 9% makes it difficult for you to actually have sufficient savings when you get to retirement. So the difficult economic climate, plus the fact that people are actually starting late in terms of planning for their retirement. If you look at the survey, it was very, very interesting. Those that are actually pre-retirement, they say they start saving for retirement at around about age 27. That's the average age at which they start. But when you actually do a survey on those that are actually retired, they tell you that they started around about age, you know, 40 and or 35, so between 35 and 40. Now, this actually begs the question, people actually getting to know more about retirement, they start early, but they're not saving enough towards their retirement goals. And that is actually the problem that people are facing, coupled with the fact that most people are actually withdrawing their savings when it comes to retirement. And with the new two pots, what we actually picked up, you know, is about, you know, 25% of the people actually withdrew from their two pots, you know, savings. So it shows that people are actually desperate for the money to actually, you know, pay out debt or to make their ends meet. So they need the money that's actually sitting there in their retirement pot.
I want to come back to that figure of 9% that you just mentioned, which seems to be the amount that people are either putting aside or that's all they can afford to do. What is an ideal percentage? And from what age, given that you said, you know, 27 is a good age to start, but most people are just not in a position to do that. So, you know, maybe from sort of 40, 45.
You know, I think it's a good question, Jeremy. I think one of the things that people should actually do when it comes to retirement planning is to start early. As soon as you actually start working, you should start, you know, putting aside money, you know, for your retirement savings. We actually have a tax break whereby, you know, any contributions that you make towards your retirement savings are exempt from tax up to 27.5%. So ideally, you'd want to actually utilize that tax break, for your retirement savings up to about 27.5%. So I would say, try to target, that 27.5% as an amount of money that you should be putting aside to save for retirement. But you need to start early. The later you start, the more amount of money that you need to actually put towards your retirement savings if you want to get to a comfortable retirement, because now you've actually lost out on the compounding power of money because of the fact that you started late.
And it's a goal that you're chasing, and in many cases you're not going to get it. I wonder if financial institutions themselves, though, and yours included, are doing enough to move people from awareness to action.
This is really great. I mean, if you look at, what is currently happening, especially in the financial services industry right now, there's a lot of education that is actually going towards, people reducing debt, people taking up the relevant policies so that they're actually not affected by, short-term events.
But is it being taken seriously, though?
So that is the challenge. Is it being taken seriously, or are people just strained and they cannot actually even action on the advice that we actually provided? So that is why we're saying, it's better for you to look at it holistically. So paying off your debt allows you to free up money so that you can actually focus some money on your retirement. Having a funeral policy or a life cover allows you to be able to handle that event in the event that it happens, so that you do not divert your long-term savings so that you can actually pay for a funeral. So that's why we approach it from a holistic perspective. And, if you look at over the last couple of years and the stat that I brought up earlier on, that 27, most people are now starting to save for retirement from age 27. It shows that they are aware that they actually need to start early, but are they actually saving enough? That's the question.
The other question is being able to shift from short-term survival to long-term planning for the squeezed middle class. Where is the best place to start?
This is a great, great, great question. I think the best place to start if you want to actually have sustainable long-term saving is to first free up cash. So we always talk about in our institution, we talk about, looking at your balance sheet, both sides of your balance sheet, both your assets as well as your liability when you're actually in this instance. So we're saying, first free up, cash. If you've got debt, pay off that debt. If you've got long, a very expensive debt, try and reduce that debt. Protect yourself against unknown events or uncertain events such as debt, such as a car accident or anything like that. And then you move over, you start saving, for long-term retirement. And then you start, putting money aside for the things that you probably would want for yourself, like traveling. But you need to approach it from a holistic perspective. That's the best way to actually have a sustainable, financial planning.
I'm going to leave it there. A lot of food for thought, because so many of us are squeezed when it comes to retirement. And I think the best bit of advice you've given us there is clear that debt and clear it early if you possibly can. I've been in conversation with Samukelo Zwane from FNB Wealth and Investments. I appreciate your time tonight.
Ha Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking, delivering expert support and tailored solutions to help your business grow with confidence, clarity, and resilience.